Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we begin our practice in 2 Timothy as we return to the second letter of Timothy, the second chapter. Our practice today is in verses 8 through 16. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. Such is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of change, like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, together with eternal glory. This saying is trustworthy. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we persevere, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Warning against useless disputes, remind people of these things, and charge them before God to stop disputing about words. This serves no useful purpose, since it harms those who listen. Be eager to present yourself as acceptable to God, a workman who causes no disgrace, imparting the word of truth without deviation. Avoid profane, idle talk, for such people will become more and more godless. The Word of God is a powerful force, unchained and unstoppable, transcending all human limitations and barriers. It is a divine message of hope, love, and salvation meant for every soul, especially those chosen by God. Though through the enduring strength of this Word, we believers are called to bear all things, enduring trials and tribulations for the sake of our faith and the salvation of others. This perseverance is not in vain, for it is through steadfast faith that we too may obtain the salvation found in Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul's assurance resonates deeply. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. This profound truth speaks to the transformative power of faith in Christ. Believers who share in his suffering and death through spiritual and sometimes physical trials will also share in his resurrection and eternal life. Furthermore, if we persevere, we shall also reign with him, highlighting the promise of a future glorified state with Christ for those who remain faithful. However, the sobering reality is also presented. If we deny him, he will deny us. This underscores the importance of steadfast faith and acknowledgement of Christ in one's life. Yet, in our human frailty, we may falter, but there is a comforting assurance. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. This reveals the unwavering faithfulness of God, anchored in his very nature. His promises and character remain constant, offering hope and firm foundation for believers to rely upon, regardless of their own weaknesses. Amen. Join me in my daily prayer of Lord's forgiveness. I'm going to ask my grandson to join me. Julian, do you want to join me in the Lord's Prayer? I'm beginning now. You must come now. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts them. My poem comes from the study of 2 Timothy 2. It's verses 8 through 16. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, God's Word Chained Not. In ancient scrolls, the word resounds. Unchained by time, in heart it pounds. A beacon bright, in shadows cast, for chosen souls, both first and last. Through trials deep and mountains high, the word of God shall never die. It bears the weight of love and grace, to guide the lost to Jesus' face. In him salvation firmly stands, a gift bestowed by sacred hands. If we have died in him, we shall also rise beyond the grave to endless skies. Persevere, and reign we will, with every storm stand stronger still. But should we falter, turn away, his love remains, though we may stray. Deny him not, lest we be lost, for every soul he paid the cost. Yet in our doubt his truth persists, for he is faithful, he exists. He cannot change, nor can he lie, for in his essence truth does lie. Eternal promise, steadfast, pure, in him our hope is ever sure. So let the word in freedom soar, its power, might, forevermore. For chosen ones, it lights the path to find salvation, escape his wrath. In Christ we live, in Christ we reign, through every joy, through every pain. Unchained, the word of God remains, a guiding star through life's terrains. Amen. I am Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It is June 6, 2024. I'm recording this morning at 6:44, 24 hours later, on a wonderful Thursday morning, up with the angels, that's my grandson, that is, and sharing the Word of God with him each morning has been a blessing. He continues to ride through us, with us through Sunday, and he's on his sixth day today, I believe. It's day six. Pretty amazing. He's doing great. He's grown so much in these last few years. Just a wonder to watch him continue to blossom in his life and share experiences and other things. Yesterday, he jumped off a diving board for the very first time in his life at the local pool here in Lake Wales. Lake Wales local pool, what used to be the YMCA pool. And he's just enjoying the time of his life. So we continue to lift him up in prayer as we do each other. My beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. My wife and I are getting geared up to go see the Eucharistic Congress next month. Excited about the opportunity to proclaim and be there with our fellow community of believers in Christ in the Eucharist, our Roman Catholic faith. Amen. So let's close today at 9:59 in Jesus' sweet name. We think about our good friends all around the world, those that we pray for each and every day. May God bless you. In Jesus' name. Jesus. 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 God bless you in his sweet name. Thanks for joining us this morning. the unchained Word of God.